Five on the shot clock. Paul has to force one. It's a deep three-pointer by Chris Paul. It's a 3-3. Chris Paul going into the body of Steph Curry. And a little shitty answer from Chris. Kristen Ledlow. Fair pass. Picked off. Harden on the block. Harden. Putting between his legs, putting another move on Curry, whipping it out, Gordon for three. Eric Gordon from downtown, and the Rockets lead by four. Timeout, Golden State. 7 of 8 at the line.
Locks this down.
For Houston, Thompson out of the backcourt, just sends it.
We're showing it. I mean, can't explain it. Can't talk about it. We just go out there and show it. You know, we've been having that motto all year. We don't really talk a lot. we go out there and play hard and prove people wrong. I mean, that's all we can do up to this point as well. You know, game six, we know the atmosphere. We know how crazy it's going to be. We know what's at stake. But, you know, we're going to go out there and just go and shoot our shots. And if they fall, they fall. That's a bonus. But defensively, if we lock in like we've been doing, yeah, we got a chance.
All right. So the Rockets take a 3-2 lead, but then they lose somebody in the process. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, a host of guests today, unexpectedly. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. Well, not yet, but soon. And at producer T. Scott. And for I don't know how long, at P. Creighton 1. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you for some reason wish to see us and how we look and how we're talking to each other, all available at the live stream. Live stream / Gal Media / live. Although it still says off air on mine, but we know how my computer works. All right, so no Jong today. We knew that. He's got some wedding thing tomorrow. So Tyler filling in. Trevor Tyler, as we like to call him now, filling in as he usually does and does a great job. AJ's supposed to be here, but he was playing in the poker tournament over at Prime and apparently is doing very well. So he's going to stay playing poker until he's knocked out or hopefully cashes. And Patrick Creighton, nice enough to, on very short notice, to jump in and stay here until AJ gets here. Appreciate it, man.
First time flying with the Falcon. Here we go.
Yeah, here you go. This is the first time on the Blitz, isn't it? Or did you fill in once when we were out?
It's the first time that I'm on the Blitz with you,
okay,
or AJ. Like, I haven't worked with either one of you guys. I think Nate and I filled in for you guys on one occasion in the past. It's my first time working with you guys.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I've been wondering when this was going to happen, so it happened by accident, and I'm glad it did. And guess what? We've also got another very special guest who's going to join us sometime this hour, the legendary Dave Tepper, who's in town for, of course, the royal wedding that we're all going to. He's going to jump in and do a segment or two with us. So we'll catch up with Dave. If you've got questions for him, hit me up on the text line and I'll be happy to ask him. Let's not ask him how he likes owning the Panthers. He's heard that about 2,000 times. I was joking with him before the show. So let's start with the Rockets. And Patrick, I have to tell you, I kind of feel like I did the day after the Astros won the World Series. I was excited, and then I found out, oh, Deshaun Watson's dead. There goes football season. It's kind of how I feel about the Rockets. I mean, great, gutty win, about as much as you could expect. Chris Paul wills that team to victory, and now he's dead.
24 seconds to go or so, and then it was like, you know, and you saw like right after he does that spin move and he doesn't get up, I know this is a very, this is probably a big surprise to you. I watch TV very loudly. I tend to yell at the television with an endless stream of profanities. And as Chris Paul makes that spin move and goes to the floor and doesn't get up, the Warriors are going back in transition. You can tell Paul is not running the floor. I let loose an endless stream of profanities where my daughter, who just turned 11, comes out like, "Daddy, are you okay? What happened?" "Nothing, honey. It's just basketball." She's like, "I don't like when you watch basketball."
No, if you're going to yell at the TV, then yeah.
I said, "Is it any different than when I watch baseball?" She's like, "No, but I like baseball better." That was her answer. I like baseball better. But at that point, you knew something was wrong with Chris Paul. And then as they come back down the other way, you can see he's still grabbing at his hamstring and he couldn't move and they needed a timeout. And the worst, I don't want to say it's the worst case scenario, because worst case scenario would be he tore it and now he's just done.
Yeah.
You know, as of right now, it's a strain. He's had this hamstring strain now a couple of times this year. He's going to miss game six. How many more games is he going to miss?
Well, there may not be any more if he doesn't come back. It may just be seven. But I'll say this. I'm not as discouraged by this as I was Deshaun Watson, because I knew the football season was over. I still think there's a lot of room for the Rockets to play better. And even without him, I think, you know, watching Harden last night, 0-for-20. 0-for-20 streak now on three-pointers. He's got to start making some of those. And I think he will. And some of the other open shots that they missed were just ridiculous. The first half, and what was I thought was kind of funny was the announcers saying stuff like, "Oh, they took the Rockets' best shot, and they're hanging in there. They're only 2 points down." It's like, no, that's not the Rockets' best shot, because they could not hit a three-pointer to save their damn life. They got open looks. They got good open looks. And that was the difference to me, is the Rockets were getting open shots and not making them. Most of the Warriors' shots were really contested. I mean, the Rockets played as good a defense last night as I've seen them play a full game. And I thought the fourth quarter of game four was the best I'd seen them play defense. They put four quarters together, and they really played very well on that end of the floor. They made the Warriors work for just about everything. The Warriors got some open looks, because they do, but, boy, they didn't get many.
Now, this is, in my opinion, this before the series even started, this has been an endless stream of butt-kissing and bouquet-throwing to the Golden State Warriors. From before the series even started, the series is going to be disappointing. The Warriors are going to blow them off the court. After game one, oh, just give them the title right now. The Rockets are going to get boat raced out of here. From like 2 days before this series started, it's always been about, oh, how great the Warriors are. Oh, their ball movement, their passing. It never ends. Even when they're losing, oh, well, you know, they're still, it's no big deal. They'll just flip the switch back on. And now here they are down 3-2. Two games in a row where the Rockets' defense has been the difference. And, you know, going back to Golden State now with them being down, it's like, okay, how much more of the Golden State butt-kissing can there be? And like you said, during the game, oh, they took the Rockets' best shot. If they took the Rockets' best shot, they wouldn't have had 23 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They'd have had 43 in the first quarter.
They very easily could have. They'd hit some of those shots. And that was the thing that was – that actually was very encouraged, is I saw the Rockets getting good open looks and missing, and I saw the Warriors having to scramble for everything. And that, if they can keep that up, and Harden has to be MVP Harden, and he's going to have to get some help. I think Eric Gordon can fill that void if he plays well. I thought he played pretty well last night. He came up with some clutch shots in the fourth quarter. Didn't shoot all that well early, but I'd rather have him hit shots near the end. And I think if he can do that, and then you just need P.J. Tucker or one of those guys to step up. If they can keep that game close, I don't think the Warriors want to win a close game. And they had every opportunity in games four and five and have not come up with the shots that would win the game for them. And I think if they'd made any one of those shots, I think the Rockets might have folded their tent, and they didn't. They played tight defense. And I don't know that these Warriors like playing close games.
And look at the end of the fourth quarters in both of these games. Where is Kevin Durant? Where is Kevin Durant? If they're going to go ISO, why are they not going to KD? Why is KD not demanding the basketball? Why is KD not the guy taking the shots? That's two games in a row now that, you know, final 4 minutes of the game, KD is invisible. How is that good basketball for the Warriors that guy, your MVP, your finals MVP, you know, the guy who's supposed to be the second best player in the world, that guy's not demanding the basketball or dominating play in the fun. Isn't that why you have him?
Theoretically, yeah. I thought, and the thing is, he kept him in the game up until the fourth quarter, and then he disappeared. And what's interesting to me, and Lance Zierlein said this a couple times. I've heard him say it on the bench, and he came on our show and said the same thing. You can't really out-warrior the Warriors. What I'm seeing is the Warriors are trying to out-rocket the Rockets now by playing ISO, a lot more ISO, and it's not working for them. And I think that bodes well for the Rockets. I know they're going to be up against it if they're not going to have Chris Paul's next two games, but I'm not going to be shocked if they win one of them, and maybe even Saturday night. I think that there's room for this team to play a better game than what we've seen.
You know, when you talk about the way the Rockets play ISO ball, a lot of that is predicated on either James or Chris Paul, you know, breaking down a defender. They switch off. They get the matchup they want. And then either they're looking to create dribble penetration to get to the basket and get a foul, or they're using that to create a mismatch and then find Capella on an oop, or to drive and find a wide open three. Those guys get a bunch of assists playing in that ISO. You know, they always talk about, oh, well, the Warriors do all these passes. The Rockets don't pass much. Because you don't have to throw 11 passes on a possession if you break down your guy and then one pass leads to a basket. Their assist to pass ratios are identical. So the Rockets use less passes to get the same assists.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And Tyler, the live stream is not working. I'm having several people tell me that now. And
I'll go check with Brandon.
And they want to see Patrick Creighton.
They probably don't.
No, they do. That's what they're saying. They want to see Patrick Creighton and his sexy self, I think was the way one of them put it. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A.J. will be here at some point. He just had a very bad hand, though, that did not go his way. And they're down to two tables. He got crippled on this hand, but A.J.'s pretty good at bouncing back from this stuff. Pocket threes. Flop is king, queen, three. If I'm sitting in his position, I'm erect right now. And guy bets 20,000. He calls. K on the turn. And guy shoves. He calls queen on the river that counterfeits his threes. Ugh. So the guy had king something, but wound up with king's full. That's a tough beat. And he took a big chunk of his stack, but AJ's a pretty good short stack player. He'll bounce back. 713-780 ESPN. So he's over at Prime playing the tournament. He's still going. As soon as he's done, he's going to come over here. Dave Tepper is going to jump in with us maybe next segment. He's got a little business to do, but he's in town for the royal wedding. And Patrick Creighton is sitting in and doing a great job, I must say, for his one segment so far on the Blitz.
You know, I haven't played poker probably in about 10 years. I'd love to play, but I don't want you to take all my money. So is there like a designated, like I can go in for like a certain amount and not lose like the whole month's rent?
Well, I do these little games with my friends at my place that are cheap. They're like $40 tournaments.
Okay.
That way nobody gets hurt, but we all work on our games a little bit. You could play one of those.
I can handle $40.
It's half of it are people who are really good, and half of it are people who are learning still. And you'd be surprised how often the people learning actually win some of the money. But it's fun, and it's just that way. For $40, nobody's getting beat up.
But nobody's getting their life threatened outside the door.
Yeah, well.
Usually. Not over the $40 anyway. Yeah.
Well, you know, you are in radio, so $40 is probably a lot for you. But so tell people how they can get your shows, because you're all over the place now. You're on at 7 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. Which nights? I know it varies because we got Soccer Matters, and right now we got basketball on.
Okay, so basically once we get through the NBA playoffs, Late Hits should be on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Glenn's on Wednesday with Soccer Matters. So Late Hits will be 7 and 9, four nights a week here on ESPN 97.5. I'm also on SB Nation Radio, 9 to midnight, Straight Heat, which is on our sister station, 94.1. And then on Sundays, it's Nate and Crate on the network, also on our sister station, 94.1. So I'm going to be here 4 days a week. I'm going to be on the network 6 days a week. And this coming week, I'm going to make my very first excursion to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you were telling me that, and you were asking me advice, and I just sent you the article I wrote for Sports Map so that you'll know where to go.
I flagged,
so where are you staying?
We're staying at the Palms.
Okay.
And by we, I mean me, because I'm going by myself. So my first trip to Vegas is me solo.
Okay, I'm going to give you some additional advice that's not in the story. When you're walking the strip, do not accept whore cards from the guys passing out whore cards.
Wait, they have whore cards?
Yes, yes.
Technically, like a picture of a girl on one side and the phone number on the back? No way.
Technically escorts, but I like to call them whore cards.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Or as they said in The Sopranos, hua cards. She's a hua. But
no. So it's like a baseball card
you laugh, but if you walk over and grab one from those guys, because they're gonna be trying to hand them out to you like flyers, it's like locusts. There'll be 50 guys handing you whore cards.
So it's like the first time you give the homeless guy a dollar, and then there's
it's worse than that. And
that's great.
We used to have fun with it because we'd collect a bunch of them, and then create games out of them. But it's you'll get way more than you ever imagine. You'll also learn to spot the pay per view. That's the other thing, especially if you're at a bar late at night.
Spot the pay-per-view?
Yeah, pay-per-view is the nicer way of saying whore. So, but,
I have no idea what you're talking about. It went right over my head.
Okay, so I'll give you a little advice. Pretty much any woman that talks to you, pay-per-view.
I got it.
Yeah, nothing personal. I'm just telling you. Same thing for me.
Rent a chick.
But basically...
So if you all connect a bunch, can you play like Go Fish with the cards?
You can
do
whatever you want with them. But good. AJ just doubled up. So keeping the people abreast, as it were. But no, especially late at night, you'll see them in the bars and you'll spot them real easy. Mostly you can tell because they're dressed like pay-per-views. But
so they're dressed for that profession.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But so you have those. And here's another thing that they do that you got to watch out for. They'll sit at the slot machines near the elevators and then try to hit you up if you're kind of stumbling in drunk. So you got to watch out for those too.
All right. Now I kind of want to fake stumbling in drunk.
Okay.
To like lure them in and then.
There you go. There you go.
But okay. Can I get your money?
Now my favorite thing is when they start trying to talk to me, I kind of go into the same act that I do when I'm in Walmart.
So you're a film director.
No. I'm like, it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. Or I start spouting Bible verses to them, just to be funny, to see how long it takes them to wander off looking disgusted. Yeah, usually about 10 seconds. But that's how long it takes.
How can you troll them?
That's kind of what it is, really. I'm sorry, I can't afford you. No matter what they look like or whatever, I can't afford you. That pisses them off.
Whatever it is, can you bring your sister?
See that you want to do that? Go ahead. That's your thing. Your first trip to Vegas.
I'm not with I am definitely the opposite of what they would call a hobbyist. Because I have massive ADHD and OCD issues, and one of them is with cleanliness.
Ah.
So the idea of being like guy number 17 today is definitely not in my agenda.
I'm sure they bathe in between. I'm sure it's completely healthy and safe.
Completely. And safe.
Oh, man. But no, there's some cool places.
Free penicillin with every encounter.
But I will warn you, that is illegal in the casinos. It used to be legal. Now it's illegal. Technically, the only place it's legal is in the brothels. So you can get busted. They don't bust anybody, but you could get. But I would also tell you two things. Go check out Peppermill for Breakfast. I told you that already.
Yep.
That place is great. That's where they film Casino and a lot of stuff. You need to go to Burger Bar in Mandalay. And here's a good little tip for you if you want to learn some poker. There's a really good tournament at Mandalay. It's $65. It's usually no more than two tables. Probably my favorite tournament out there. And that's a good one for you to go and not spend a lot of money and get to play a pretty decent tournament.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I want to get to play. I'm not going to even try to say I'm half as good as you are. I haven't played in 10 years, and you are a highly accomplished player. And
retired.
I'm a highly accomplished bum. So,
well, that's okay. Okay. And there'll be someone there at the table trying to take your money because they'll recognize you as a highly accomplished bum. Okay, Brandon's in here. He's got it fixed. How about this? I can actually see us on the live stream now. I am totally obsessed with the live stream. The two things I'm obsessed with is the Google Analytics for SportsMap, because we're closing in on a milestone number today. So I've checked it like 10 times, and I'm obsessed with the live stream, which you can get on our website at ESPN975.com. You can go straight to it. I don't know why I am. It's just I like to talk to the people on there because people actually sign on. And there's 28 people watching us right now.
So now is that you have to, educate the unwashed masses over here on how the stream works. So when people are watching you on the stream, you can actually, there's like a little chat thing.
There's a chat function and people get on there and they'll say, hey, wow, Fred, you look ridiculous today, which I know I do. It's just part of the business. But they'll just kind of, it's people who don't want to text the show or don't want to go on Twitter who are watching. They can just jump right in chat.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to do this.
And Lamont brings up a good point. If you're a non-smoker, be prepared for smoke. All hotels are smoking out there. And I'll tell you what, I've stopped. And so I have a real hard time with like clouds of smoke now or somebody else smoking. So I haven't been out there since I stopped. So we'll see.
So you're going to have to walk around with one of those like avian flu masks.
Not that bad because, I mean, they do air the hell out of those things. It's just certain parts of the casino, especially around the slot machines. Because what happens there is you get old people who somehow are on an oxygen tank and smoking and have their rascal right next to them. And they're just chain smoking while they're pulling those penny slots.
All right. And the funny thing is, I know that you're 100% accurate on that because I see people with oxygen tanks smoking. I'm like, you know you're going to blow yourself straight to hell, right?
Yeah, I kind of like to see that. That would be entertaining to me. There's certain things that are funny to me are people who do stupid stuff and injure themselves. That would be one of them. If somebody blew up, I would laugh at that. I would film it and I'd post it to Twitter and say, hey, look what this knucklehead did. Oxygen tank and cigarettes don't go together. But never happens, though. Usually they come and make them stop. I've noticed that the casinos don't really want people blowing up in their lobby either. It's bad for business.
But, I would imagine it's expensive to replace those machines.
Yeah, probably so.
So why is Lamont telling me don't take my phone out? Is that because somebody's going to steal it?
Yeah, that's another thing. And this is just kind of a general tip for anybody going to Vegas.
A lot of sticky fingers.
Do not leave your phone out anywhere. It will. AJ's had a phone stolen. I've had two wallets lifted there. You've got to, basically, I don't even take my wallet out anymore. I lock it up in the room, and I just take whatever cash and whatever card I need and put it in my front pocket. And I also, here's another thing I do. I have some gym shorts that I wear that have zippers on them. I put the stuff inside the gym shorts and then put my pants on over it. And that way, if I need to go get cash, I go in the bathroom and pull it out so that I can't get ripped off again. And the phone, I do the same thing. I put in a zipped pocket. Because people will bump into you, and they will steal your stuff.
And pit bosses get mad whenever you take it out of tables, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's a totally different rule, but...
But more importantly, like, if you're sitting at a bar, and you sit that thing on the bar, there's a 50% chance it's gone. You take one look away, especially if the pay-per-views are hanging around, they will rip you off. They will try to get your phone.
This is a full education for someone about to have their Vegas cherry pop.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, listen, this is, unfortunately, it's fairly common. But the reality is, there's a lot of hustlers there. There's a lot of scumbags there. If you make a bunch of money and somebody sees you, and you wander outside a casino,
massive target.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting a target on yourself. So that's why I don't celebrate big wins or anything ever out there. I just quite like if I hit a big trifecta or something and I'm having to sign for it, I make sure that it doesn't look like I'm standing at the window signing. I tell them, hey man, go get all the paperwork and I'll come back in 5 minutes and sign it and then collect the money so that people don't think I'm up there getting a big score. And then that stuff goes and gets locked in the room except for whatever I'm going to play with. You just got to be really smart because and protect your phone, protect your wallet. And I hate to sound alarmist, but the truth is there's some people out there, that's their whole job is to rip you off. So, and it's not just Vegas. It's there's a lot of places like that. Kentucky Derby's the worst I've ever been at for that. I know at least 10 people who've had their wallets lifted at the Kentucky Derby. And hustlers come from everywhere. I have a great hustle story from the Derby I'll tell you about. We're going to take a quick break. I think we may have Tepper next segment. It may be the segment after that. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A.J. still playing poker. Patrick Creighton still hanging around.
What's the latest update on A.J.'s?
He just sent me a text last segment that he doubled up, so that's good.
That's a win.
That means he's still alive and kicking, so... So if you get a chance, go check out sportsmap.com today. It's just loaded with great stuff as it usually is. And we're 252 page views away from a milestone this month. This is already the best month we've ever had by a significant margin, and we still have a week to go. But help us out so I can brag about getting to that number for the first time for page views in a month. But sportsmap.com. There's a little story on there about what's next for the Rockets with Chris Paul out, and we talked about that a little bit in the first segment. AJ has a very funny bit where he did not tweet last night because he was at his cousin's graduation. So basically, he took all the tweets he would have done and put them in a story. And it's pretty funny, and it doesn't have the hatred that comes back on Twitter. Joel has a video on what the next 10 games will tell us about the Astros. Still have my 5 quick thoughts from the game last night. We've got a little story about J.J. Watt from one of our Culture Map friends on what a difference he's making in the community. Got Charlie Palillo's column up. And Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters. He's all over that Champions League match. So go check it out. We've also got the Harris County Houston Sports Authority on rugby. And Juggalo Trey's NASCAR preview. And that's just some of the stuff on there. It's just a busy, busy day. So please go check it out. And enjoy the site. Don't use the search bar yet.
Is that a thing? Like when AJ tweets about the Rockets and there's like massive hate, is that a thing?
Well, that's because he's kind of a... everybody thinks he hates Houston teams. And he loves the Warriors. He is a fan of the Warriors. He likes the way they play basketball. But, I don't really... What I've gotten where I do now is I don't pay attention to you if you... Because people were asking about somebody who tweeted something about... I'm not allowed to celebrate the Rockets because blah, blah, blah. And I'm not even going to respond because, A, it's some person who writes for a website I've never heard of, so they're just trying to get attention by getting me to respond to them, so I'm not going to mention their name. But, I'm allowed to do whatever the hell I want. And if I want to celebrate, I can celebrate. I love that. You're not allowed to do this.
What, is mom coming by with the rolling pin? No,
see, I think what happens is he's not allowed within 500 feet of a school, so he thinks he can apply that to everything, but we digress.
That would be a problem.
Sed says, hey, what can you tell me about Reno? Might be making a move. I actually prefer Reno. I've been out to Reno for a bunch of tournaments, poker tournaments and horse tournaments, and it's just the gambling. You take away all the stuff on the strip. You take away all the lights. It is, it's dirty. It's grimy. It's low. But it's my kind of place. I mean, it is a degenerate heaven. Now, I wouldn't want to live there, but the cool thing is you're close to Tahoe, which is freaking beautiful.
So the only thing I know about Reno is that's where I had to fly into to get to Tahoe.
Yeah, and it's like an hour bus ride from Reno to Tahoe. So, but yeah, it's and Tahoe's fantastic, and I haven't been in a few years, and I really want to get back. But we'd actually talked about maybe going next winter so I could do some skiing. So that may be our next trip. But it turned out we're doing San Francisco now, so... But yeah, I like Reno, but I'm a degenerate. 713-780-ESPN. So okay, Lamont wants to talk to you about Vegas, so we got to get him on.
All right.
What's up, Lamont? Lamont?
Hey, what's up, Patrick? Hey, what's up, Fred?
Sports, man.
Hey. And stuff.
Oh. Anyway, man, Patrick.
Yo.
But I can tell you, man, I know we've been telling you all this stuff about Vegas, but what I learned, and Fred probably has forgotten this because he's been so many times, but if this is your first time going, be sure, just like with international travel, man, just call your bank and let them know. I had one of them, my first time in Vegas, I went out there and was charging up my debit, credit card or whatever, and they put a block on my account, had to walk all the way down to the Stratosphere, and you know what I mean when I'm saying all the way down, but just be sure to let your bank know that you're going out of town. As a matter of fact, I will call them when you get off the show today and let them know that you're going out of town so they won't block your card, and never let anyone tell you to go cash in a ticket for you, and that's all I have, fella.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Lamont. You know, he's not wrong about that because, you know, I'm from New York, so I go back up to New York 2-3 times a year. And every time I go to New York, if I don't do that connection thing where you tell them, hey, I'm traveling to this destination, I'll be going to put gas in the car. And, oh, your card doesn't work.
Yeah.
And then it's 15 minutes on hold. If you're lucky, sometimes it's more, as you try to wait for someone so that you can tell them, yes, I'm the one traveling. I made the purchase. Unblock my card.
That used to happen to me every time we went to Canada, and I finally just got a Canadian account since we're up there so much. So I just use that card when I'm there. But Wells Fargo, I'll tell you this, they have a thing where you can go online and put that you're going to be traveling and let them know on there. So I don't know.
You can do that in the Bank of America app.
Okay.
Super easy.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll tell you what kind of people that go to these things. And this happened to me at the Derby one year. I want to say it was 2001. I don't remember. And I was there with a friend of mine who unfortunately is no longer with us, who was the greatest gambler I ever knew. I mean, he was... fantastic horse player, terrific poker player. He was one of those guys, he never won any big tournaments, but he cashed every single time he played in a big poker tournament, including the World Series. I mean, he was just incredible. And fantastic player, good sports better, but stronger at the other two. He won horse tournaments all the time, man. That's who I used to go out and meet for these things. And so we're at the Kentucky Derby, and I'm sitting at the bar, and I had a big score that day. And, you know, there were some attractive ladies there, so I bought them some drinks. Just told me I had a good day here.
Nothing wrong with that.
And, boy, you want to talk about the sharks descending. And these two old hillbillies come, hey, I heard you had a good day. And I'm like, look at the bartender, knowing she's tipped them off. And I'm going, uh-oh, I've just walked into a freaking trap here. Like, you want to play some poker? And like, yeah. It's like, yeah, we like to play poker. I'm like, I'm sure you like to play poker. I'm not really interested. I'm just going to have a few drinks and get out of here. And then they just keep going on and on. I go, tell you what, I'm not going to play poker with you, but I have a friend who might want to play. I'll probably stake him. That'd be okay. Yeah, sure. You let me deal? Yeah, we'll do that. And it was like the worst hustle I'd ever seen. And then watching my buddy play them, it was he was like a freaking surgeon, man. And he's like dumping a hand here and there with the best hand just to let him think he was stupid. And it's the only time I've ever cooked a deck in my life, but we took them for a big chunk of money and then went to a strip bar and celebrated. But yeah, there's all kinds.
It does sound like they deserved it, though.
Well, they did. That's the thing. I've always been a firm believer of I will treat you the way you treat me. Well, if you're trying to hustle me and cheat me, guess what? I'm going to do the same thing to you.
Yeah, the very first time you said no thanks and they just continued to badge you, now they deserve it.
Well, and I had a... like I said, I kind of wanted to see him in action too, and it was so funny. But the thing is, there's a lot of people, and not just Vegas, but it's like anything in life, man. There's bad people in everything. There's good people in everything. Most people that are going to casinos are just like you. They're there for a good time. You just have to be mindful of the fact that, especially if you start drinking a little bit, which I tend to do, you got to protect your wallet and your phone. That's the most important thing. Just protect your wallet and your phone, and everything else will be fine. And have a good time, and check out some of the cool places. And just late at night is when you start getting the people who are looking for drunk people.
What is define late at night? After 10, after 12, after 2?
After midnight.
Okay.
You know, closer to 2. And that's the other thing you're going to find out is if you stay in the casino, you have no clue what time it is because they keep those lights going, and you don't know if it's dark outside or it's they pump in that oxygen to keep you going. And, and you can never leave the casino and have a good time. But the only time you can, the only way you can tell it's like 5 in the morning is because that's when all the pay-per-views start coming in from the street. So, just so you know.
How to tell time, Vegas style, by Fred Fowler.
Oh, it's
available on audiobook right now on ESPN 97.5.
That's not a bad idea. I ought to do a Vegas guide on an audiobook.
There you go.
But, you're going to try to catch a hockey game while you're there?
I'm going to try to catch 2 hockey games while I'm out there.
Good luck,
in fact,
man.
That's why I'm going.
Hmm. I saw that the tickets are the highest price that they've been for a finals in forever.
Like Vegas has something to do with that.
Yeah, well, I think Vegas has something to do with it, and I think the Caps finally getting there has something, because the prices in Washington are over $900 for the cheapest ticket. So
But this is why the Cup is so interesting this year, because you've got, you know, a first-year expansion team going to the Cup, and I know, like, you'll see people say, oh, it's the first time since 68. But that's really taking away from what the Knights have done, because 68 was the first year of NHL expansion, and every team in the Western Conference was an expansion team.
Yeah, they set it up so one of them would get to the Cup.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just happened to be St. Louis that year. So a team was guaranteed to be an inaugural season Cup attendee. They didn't have that. They actually had to beat the Sharks, who had 100 points. They had to beat the Jets, who, you know, had the second best record in the NHL. And now they've got to beat Washington, and it's Alex Ovechkin's first time in the Cup. He's just 600 goals this year. He's one of the best players in the history of the NHL. 13 years he's been in the league, and it's basically Alex Ovechkin against, you know, the storyline of the inaugural season of the Knights. He's going to storm the castle.
And the same GM essentially built both teams, George McPhee, drafted most of the good players on the Caps, and now he's the GM in Vegas. And I'm amazed by this, and I was hoping to get out there for one of the games because I have some contacts there that I could get in, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. But the thing about the Knights that's so impressive to me is, if we talked about this the other day, if you redraft the entire league, there's not a Golden Knight going in the first round. I think you're late in the second round before you start thinking about one of them. And you look at the Caps, Ovechkin, you're not getting any further than about fourth or fifth at the most.
You say Ovi's a top 5 pick.
Yeah, without a doubt. Backstrom's probably going.
Got to be a second round pick, no later.
Yeah, I think TJ Oshie probably goes in there somewhere. I mean, they've got, and you look at some of these other rosters, like the Jets probably had 5 guys you would take. And I'm excluding goalies from this because that's kind of a, you know, goalies are a crapshoot, but. I mean, my goodness, what they've done is amazing, and they're fun to watch, and they've gotten the most out of some guys, and you just look at that team, and you go, wow, I mean, I don't see how they're doing it, but it's a true team. It's not one star and a bunch of guys, and guess what? Washington's playing like that, too, because they lost 6 guys off that team last year, and everybody thought their window was closed, and they bring up these new young guys. They've got 4 lines that play well. I'm excited for this series. Hey, guys, also got to tell you about something else I'm excited about. You know what you're not doing on Monday? You're not going to Texas Mattress Makers. You know why? Because my man Yuval wants you to celebrate Memorial Day and think about the people that, frankly, that tend to get ignored on Memorial Day. He doesn't want you shopping. But you know what you can do? You can go out there tomorrow. You can go out there Sunday and take advantage of a big 25% savings all month long. And he just wants you to remember the fallen soldiers on Memorial Day. As a matter of fact, I wrote a story for Culture Map. It should be popping any minute now. And Yuval makes a great case for why you shouldn't be open on Monday if you're a business. And they're going to close their, they want their employees honoring Memorial Day with their families and soldiers' families. Instead, there's a, and go check out Culture Map for the story. Instead, there's a charity that they want you to go and contribute to instead of going and buying a mattress. But tomorrow, Sunday, any other day, there's no other place to go. Texas Mattress Makers is the best. And they're clearing out the showrooms, 25% off anything in the showrooms any other day but Monday. And if it costs $345, now it's just $169. The most expensive bed, $4,400, is now $3,300. You're already saving 50% off of what you would save if you went to a retail store because they've marked the price up on you. But now, guess what? You're going to get 25% more on top of that. Two great locations, 5026 East 3rd in Katy, exit 742. That's the new store. And, of course, the one that's been there forever, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Take advantage all month, but Monday, go and honor the fallen. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tyler, did you give me the right read here on this liner? Because you know what it says, the first sentence? Today is the first day of the name game. That's not accurate.
Yeah, they're all over the place. But that is the prize that was this is given the
right
away
guy?
Today.
This is the right prize and the right guy. Okay. Okay, keep playing the name game. This is where we call two names. I ad-libbed a little bit. Is that okay? Cool.
That's perfect.
This is where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Massage Heights. Massage Heights provides affordable massages and facials that fit your life. With regular massages, you can relax and revitalize yourself. Visit massageheights.com/Houston to find out your retreat and elevate the everyday. Sadly, John and Raheel and Dell gave away today's prize to Steven, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Steven, for being the first caller. Frankly, I think they should give this away on our show every day, but that's all right.
So Steven is giving this away to his wife and or girlfriend. Then.
Or boyfriend. I mean, let's be honest. This is America. Theoretically,
we want to be inclusive.
Yeah.
Or Steven's just going to treat himself to a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would probably do.
With his 13 cats.
Oh. That's not nice.
I never said I was nice.
That's not nice. He doesn't have 13 cats.
He's got 14
You say
cats.
If he doesn't have a girlfriend that you have 13 cats, is that what it is? Oh.
Something like that, yeah. If you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you might have 13 cats.
You know what? Some people don't want to have girlfriends or boyfriends. Some people just want to live their life on their own.
With cats.
They don't have to have cats for that.
I mean, do we know anybody who chooses to live their life alone and doesn't have cats?
Tyler. Tyler doesn't have cats.
What did you do to your cats?
I don't have cats.
See?
I've never had cats.
But Tyler's not really choosing to be alone. He just hasn't met the right woman yet.
So he's in search of.
I don't know how hard he's trying. I'll say that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not actively trying, but.
Are you quasi trying? Like you're open to it? You know, if it happens.
If
there's
not,
a referral, you'll explore the referral.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I think that's a good way to be, because frankly, if this one ends, I just don't think I wouldn't have cats, but I wouldn't be in any hurry to get in any relationship ever again. I would just be like, okay, you know, I might go out every now and then and maybe occasionally hook up with somebody, but I wouldn't get in a relationship.
Get a dog. Dogs are cool.
Yeah.
Everybody likes dogs.
I have a dog. I'd be okay. Of course, the wife would probably get the dog if we split up. It's kind of her dog.
It gives you a chance to get your own dog.
Yeah, no, but I like my dog. She's kind of, yeah, I don't like little dogs.
I don't like little dogs.
Yeah, she's a big dog. She's about a 70-pound dog. All right. So it was pretty funny when we were on air yesterday and the Astros are down 2-0. I go, yeah, it looks like the Astros are going to lose this one because if you could kind of tell early on with the Astros that they're not going to score any runs. And then they went out and scored 8 and made me look stupid. But good for them, man. That's a. They're playing good baseball right now. They're starting. How about your man Tony Kemp, who you wrote about?
Dude, I've been waiting for them to give him a legitimate shot now for 3 years. The guy is hit at every single level. He was a fifth-round pick in 2013 out of Vanderbilt. You know, and it's funny because you think about – this is 2013 they draft him, and he's a 5'6", 150-pound second baseman. And they already had a 5'6" second baseman who hit for a high average and had a lot of speed and played pretty good deal. Like, they already had that guy. And they know Kemp can play. And he's not a home run hitter, which kind of makes it interesting because you look at the way that their front office has become more analytical. And analytics-based executives usually discount speed and overvalue power. He doesn't have any home run power, but he hits a lot of doubles, a lot of triples. A lot of it's all speed, but he hits a lot of doubles, a lot of triples. And since he's been up, it's only been about a week, and he's already made, what, three highlight plays in the field?
Yeah.
He had a five RBI night from the nine hole. So I'm hoping that this is a real shot for Tony Kemp and not just a, all right, well, look, well, we got some injuries. We'll let you fill in. But then once the regulars come back, you are banished to the bench. You're going back to Fresno because the guy can hit. I mean, ideally, I mean, if they could just figure out a way to like change whatever is short-circuited in George Springer's mind so that he could hit as a cleanup hitter and not only in the leadoff spot, you could have Bregman lead off, have Kemp at second, and then you've got Altuve, Springer, Correa, Yuli, Reddick. I mean, that lineup gets real long again.
Why not Kemp leading off with Bregman second?
You could do
that. He's got some good speed.
He's a great speed. Bregman's also got good speed.
Yeah. I've been impressed so far. And, you know, and it's funny, if you look at his minor league numbers, and you brought this up in your Sports Map article the other day, it's just his numbers have been really good. So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in, and hopefully they'll keep it going. They've got a nice little stretch here of reasonably tough opponents, but their pitching is – we've talked about it a lot. Their pitching is just going at a historic pace right now. And I don't know if you saw the stat, Brian McTaggart tweeted out about it, but the lowest ERA through 50 games since like the 20s.
Yeah, well, that end, they've given up the fewest runs through 50 games in the live ball era that goes all the way back to 1920.
Yeah.
And apparently they've given up the fewest runs through 50 games by a pretty decent margin.
Yeah, and I tell you what, man. I had an article I was going to get to at some point that has the biggest need for every team. And I think most people would have said back into the bullpen, but you look at what Giles is. If you just look at the numbers, he's had that one really bad outing against the Yankees, but he's been pretty good.
It's been perfect since.
And so they listed the need as a left fielder who can actually hit. And maybe you found that with Tony Kemp. Maybe you found that, you know, internally without having to go out and get one.
I was going
to
say is the biggest need DH.
Maybe.
I've never been a fan of Evan Gattis as a full-time DH because he doesn't hit enough. He doesn't get on base enough to be a full-time DH. Like, at this point, Gattis is a platoon player as a DH. He's not even catching anymore, and he can't play anywhere else. So, you know, the DH spot to me, and I know you can, if you have, you know, extra outfields and everybody's hitting, you can rotate guys around and give them a day off. You can rotate guys around the infield and give them a day off and kind of stick them in the DH spot. But for as much offense as the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to have this year, considering how good the Astros pitching has been, and like they're seven deep in the rotation. So considering how good they've been, I would not be opposed to them adding another bat.
I'm kind of with you. I don't think that's it's not a necessity, but there'll be some good players available that they could probably get for a reasonable price at the deadline.
Mike Moustakas will probably be available. Yeah. He's making $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Josh Donaldson, do we really expect that the Blue Jays are going to stick around? Because I don't. Josh Donaldson's making a lot of money, but he's also in a walk year. And, you know, we've already seen Toronto shed some other contracts. So that's another guy who might be available. That guy won the MVP a couple of years ago.
I need 63 more page views to get the number.
All right, so while close. You do this, I'll start clicking.
No, okay? Don't do that. I just want people to go check out the website organically and you know, and go check out your column on Tony Kemp where you said a lot of those things that we just talked about. I don't want people to just click on it but I want to get to the number legitimately. I think that's fair. Tell you what else is fair. Fair is doing a good deed, right? Being fair to everybody else. And here's a way you can do it, and it's real simple. Let's just say you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Maybe it's sitting in your garage. Maybe it's sitting in your driveway, and you thought, I'm going to fix this thing up, clean it up, and have an extra toy, or I'm going to sell it, or I'm going to give it to somebody. And you never got around to it. Now it won't start, and it's in bad shape, and you're going to have to get a bunch of work done to it. Well, how about this? Donate it to Texans Can Academies. They're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. You can go online and do this in a couple of minutes. And you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. It could be a truck, tractor, car, motorcycle. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it has flood damage. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. They will come and get it, especially if you can hear my voice on the radio. Doesn't matter where you are. Even over in Louisiana, they'll come and tow it. How about that? And you can be the next Blitzer to step up. And this helps kids at Texans Can Academies. These are schools around town that take in kids that have dropped out of other schools. And some of them had to get jobs to support their family. There's all kinds of reasons why they dropped out. Good kids that go on and do great things in our community. So how about this? Donate something you're not using anymore. Do a good thing. And you're going to feel better. You're going to get that Visa gift card. And trust me, that tax deduction is a big deal next year. 713-225-4226. That's all you have to do. Dial 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.